Welcome back to News and Views on this Friday edition. Let's get to the guest that we have lined up for you. Ann McCann is going to join us. She is chairman of the board board chair with Noridian Mutual Insurance Company. Ann, good to have you on News and Views.
Thanks, Joel. I'm happy to be here.
And obviously changes happening over at Blue Cross Blue Shield and Noridian, an offshoot of Blue Cross Blue Shield. What happened? Why was Paul Von Ebers let go?
Well, Joel, in really one of the board's key duties is selecting a CEO to lead the company and then provide proper oversight of the CEO. And we have done that as a company. We have tools in place to do that and policies and procedures. And as really the year 2013 unfolded and into 2014, when we assessed the information about management decisions and compared them to our plan, we just determined that we had to take decisive action to replace our CEO.
Was this solely based off of the losses you incurred because of the healthcare exchange that you were working on in Maryland?
Joel, I would say really the decisions at the executive level were partially from the report of the previous report on our losses and our financial situation in 2013. But there's a lot of factors that go into the board's decision and analysis, so that was certainly one of the factors.
So, what other factors were there other than Maryland?
We have a 7-point plan that we have in place, and we have a number of policies and procedures that we expect to be followed. And as the board just reviewed sort of the overall direction and leadership of the company, a decision was made that a change had to be made.
Okay. So I want to kind of focus on, because Noridian plays a role in what happened in Maryland, is there going to be further losses? Is the health, the involvement from Noridian and North Dakota's involvement in Maryland, has the bleeding stopped?
Any questions really on the NHS side, Joel, as a wholly owned subsidiary of Noridian Mutual, really need to be responded to by the Noridian Health Solutions side of the company. We have on the NMIC side in our financials in 2013 recognized a significant loss on the operations in Maryland through the subsidiary. As far as the future, I cannot speak to that. There's activity going on. We do have, I believe, NHS has a lawsuit with EngagePoint. And so when there's litigation, just commenting at this point would not be appropriate.
Okay. In the situation, though, that people who are policyholders at Blue Cross Blue Shield, this is a nonprofit that's being set up, and basically the directors are elected from their membership, from the people. Do you feel as though Blue Cross Blue Shield has informed its policyholders enough about what the current situation is?
At this point, yes, we have. A lot of things happened last week with the filing of our financials with the Insurance Commissioner's Office, the DOI, and then the decision that we made last Friday on the CEO situation. There will be further communication as we go forward with our members. As a board, we did act and put a succession plan that we had put in place in mid-2013. We're able to enact that, by bringing Tim Huckle immediately to the CEO, interim president and CEO position. As we did that, there's just a lot of confidence, I think, in the company. Tim has 28 years of experience with Blue Cross Blue Shield, Noridian. And, I was at employee meetings on Monday for both Blue Cross Blue Shield and the NHS employee meetings. And the reception of Tim and the confidence that the employees have of the decision to put Tim in as our interim president and CEO brought a lot of calm to the organization, and the board feels very confident with that decision, and there will be further communications with our members going forward and keeping
What severance package did you give Paul Von Ebers?
Paul Von Ebers, he was terminated for cause, and at this time, no severance package has been provided.
And has Mr. Von Ebers brought suit against Blue Cross Blue Shield, or has his attorney been in contact with you towards working towards a goal of a severance package?
At this time, I really can't comment further on any discussions that are going on.
Okay. Anne, is there anything else that you want to get out to the public? I do have one more question. The insurance commissioner from North Dakota is kind of running all over North Dakota in any place there's a microphone saying that the reason that Paul Von Ebers got fired was because of the Affordable Care Act. Anne, is that true?
Oh, Joel, that's a big question. I would say the Affordable Care Act has brought significant challenges to the company and to all, really the whole healthcare industry. But to say that would be the reason for termination of our CEO, you know, it's one of the factors that played into the challenges we faced. But I wouldn't say that we could say that from a company perspective.
And you didn't go to bed last night hoping to do this interview today. I appreciate you taking time to do it for us, okay?
Joel, I really thank you for your time. And just, you know, I think we all face adversity and challenges, and this company's facing adversity and challenges. But I don't think you're ever defined by the adversity and challenge. You're really defined by how you walk through it. And I have to say, I'm very proud of the way this company is walking through it. So we will be transparent and keep doing everything we can to regain and strengthen the company and move forward.
So, well, Anne, you have a lot.
I appreciate the time.
Yeah, you have a lot of great people working there. I mean,
we
you
sure do.
It's a
great organization. 2,600 employees.
Okay.
It's a lot of good things.
Thank you, Anne.
Thank you for your time, Joel.
Anne McCann, ladies and gentlemen, from Noridian. She is the chairman of the board of Noridian Mutual Insurance. I want to say this about Paul Von Ebers. What happened in Maryland. I mean, obviously, in hindsight, you can always look back and say, boy, I wish we never would have got involved in Maryland. I wish we went to help them develop their healthcare exchange. You know, there were decisions made at levels even prior to Paul being there. And there's also different people that work in the Noridian side of all of this. All of that being said, I think Paul Von Ebers has been a man that had a lot of class, that handled, he was in this studio with me at different times when I was at complete odds with him, and, you know, really had to do my job and get after him. And he sat there, he took the slings and the arrows, he answered the questions as best he could, sometimes not to my liking, but so what? I mean, that isn't his job, wasn't to make me happy. His job was to represent his company and do what he could. I think it's really disingenuous for the insurance commissioner in North Dakota to use this as an advantage to make political hay out of it. And not to mention the fact that somebody's life that we're talking about. In the end, I fully suspect there will be some type of severance package. There obviously was a contract with the man to work for you. And what, you know, that's the world that we live in now. Right now, a lot of you are saying, why? You lost money. If you lose money, if I get fired, if I don't do my job, I get fired, I get sent home. Well, you know what? In the world of business, in the world of contract, it's different. It's different. And we've seen that in many, many cases. And so when that happens, I hope you keep in mind that what I suspect is happening right now at Blue Cross Blue Shield is they're working out a deal to make all of the Paul Von Ebers era go away. And so they're going to give him a little bit, and he'll move back to wherever he wants to move back to, and they'll get a new head, and hopefully they'll get the person, the man or the woman they want to run the place. But when that happens, people are going to expect people like me to just go off on Blue Cross for, you know, giving Paul Von Ebers some type of settlement. And don't hold your breath waiting for that for me. 237-5948, 1-800. 8805-3346. John, you're on News and Views. I think it's John. Go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you, Joel, for taking my call.
Yeah.
Say, who are you talking to, the insurance commissioner? Who is he?
Well, the insurance.
I haven't heard of him, Joel.
Yeah. Well, I haven't either.
What has he done for? What has he done for me?
I can tell you, he hasn't been the most active. But he travels a lot, John. That's the upside. He travels a lot. Let's go find Terry Spees and. gets a lot of frequent flyer miles for me. All right, Terry, what's going on?